undifferentiated abidance in the non-dual nature. Nadaga, in this explanation, I shall tell you about being established in the undivided, which has nothing apart from itself, which is full of itself. May you be in the bliss of being that itself, as being proclaimed to you. This teaching is highly secret and rare to come by in the Vedas and the scriptures. Moreover, this is rare to come by even for the gods and yogins, and is dear to their hearts. Son, it has been said by those who know fully that being at one with the perfectly full non-dual Brahman, the mass of existence, consciousness, bliss, the immutable, the self of all, the serene, with the vikalpas of the fickle mind ended, and thought dissolved wholly and indistinguishably therein, like a solute, such as cumin seed, dissolved in water, is the abidance in that itself. When inquired into deeply, all the multitude of differences will be seen to be never existent. All is the undivided Supreme Brahman, which is not different from the Self, and that am I. By always correctly practicing in this exalted certitude and relinquishing all else, be in the bliss of being ever that itself. That in which all these apparent differences of duality cease to exist when inquired into, in which all cause and effect, even a trace thereof, cease to exist, and in which not a trace of this sphere of duality exists, when the mind is merged therein, being that itself, ever abide in unwavering bliss. That in which there is neither a sankalpa nor vikalpa, in which there is neither peace nor perturbance, in which there is neither mind nor intellect, in which there is no confusion or conviction, in which there is no bhava or absence of bhava, and in which there is no cognition of duality at all, being as that itself, without the least fear of duality, ever abide in unwavering bliss. That in which there is nothing bad or good, in which there is neither sorrow nor pleasure, in which there is neither silence nor speech, in which there are no pairs of opposites, in which there is no distinction of I or body, in which there is no notion the body is myself, and in which there is not the least thing to perceive, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there is no activity of body, in which there is no activity of speech, in which there is no activity of the mind, in which there is no activity of any other kind, in which there is nothing sinful or meritorious, and in which there is no trace of desire or its consequences, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there is never any imagination, in which there is no one who imagines, in which the universe has not arisen, in which the universe does not exist, in which the universe does not become dissolved, and in which nothing exists at any time, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there is no appearance of Maya, in which there are no effects of Maya, in which there is neither knowledge nor ignorance, in which there is neither the Lord nor the individual, in which there is neither reality nor unreality, and in which there is not the least appearance of the world, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there are no manifold gods, in which there is no worship of or service to these, in which there is no differentiation as the triad of form, in which there is no meditation on the triad of forms, in which there is no form of the Supreme Shiva, and in which there is no meditation on the Supreme Shiva, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there is no action suggesting differentiation, in which there is neither devotion nor knowledge, in which there is no result to be obtained, bereft of which there is no supreme abode, in which there is nothing of means for attainment, in which there is nothing to be attained, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. that in which there is nothing of the body or senses or life, in which there is nothing of the mind or intellect or thought, in which there is nothing of the ego or ignorance, in which there is no experiencer of these, in which there is no macrocosm or microcosm, and in which there is not a trace of samsara, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself as that itself. That in which there is no desire and no anger, in which there is no covetousness and deluded infatuation, in which there is no arrogance and envious malice, in which there are no other impurities of the mind, and in which there is no delusive notion of bondage, and in which there is no delusive notion of liberation, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself as that itself. That in which there is neither beginning nor end, in which there is no bottom or middle or top, in which there is neither shrine nor deity, in which there is neither charity nor righteous conduct, in which there is neither time nor space, and in which there is no object to be perceived, ever abiding bliss, without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which the fourfold means for realization of Brahman do not exist, in which there is neither sadguru nor diligent disciple, in which there is no immutable knowledge, in which there is no illustrious jnani, in which there is neither of the two kinds of liberation, and in which there is nothing at any time, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there are no scriptures, like the Vedas and such, in which there is no inquiring individual, in which there is no confusion and clarification, in which there is no position to be established, in which there is no position to be rejected, in which there is nothing at all except oneself, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself as that itself. That in which there is no disputation, in which there are no victories or defeats, in which there is no text or its meaning, in which there are no words with which to give expression, in which there is no differentiation of individual and the supreme, and in which there are no conditionings, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there is no listening or connected practices, in which there is no exalted samadhi, in which there is no differentiation between objects of the same particular group, in which there is no differentiation between objects belonging to different groups, in which there is no differentiation as affording pleasure or otherwise, and in which there are no words or their meanings, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself as that itself. That in which there is no trace of the fear of hell, in which there is no pleasure of heaven either, in which there are no words of the Creator or others, in which there are no fruits to be enjoyed there, in which there are no other worlds, and in which there exists no universe, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That in which there are no elements, in which there is not even a trace of any derivatives of the elements, in which there is no egoity or sense of possession, in which there is no trace of the kingdom of the mind, in which there is no defect of attachment, and in which there is not the slightest trace of vikalpa, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself as that itself. That in which there are no triad, is no triad of bodies, in which there is no triad of souls, in which there is no triad of afflictions, in which there is no pentad of sheaths, and in which there is no experiencer of any of these, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself as that itself. That in which there is no sentient being, in which there is no power of veiling, in which there is no array of differences, in which there is no power of false projection, and in which there is no other power of any other kind, and in which there is no delusion of a manifest world, ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself as that itself. That in which there is nothing of action, in which there is no performer of action, in which arises unsurpassed bliss, which is indeed the changeless state, knowing and realizing which none returns to mortality or illusion, in becoming which one is freed from the bondage of worldly existence. Ever abide in bliss without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself. That by realizing which, and in the bliss of which, all other joys appear to be the joys of that. That after realizing which, with very firm certitude, as oneself, nothing else will in the least be something apart. That by realizing which, with very firm certitude, as oneself, all kinds of jivas will attain liberation. Ever abide in bliss, without a trace of a concept, in that itself, as that itself.